Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav Pika Shel Mateches is the Kador Hanasan Brosh HaPelach Shanashim Tavas Bo Kedesh Yirbe Kovdo. So it's like this metal spindle knob that's placed at the head of the spindle, and when the women tava, when they sew, it puts like a weight at the head of the spindle and helps them sew. So Rabbi Akiva is metame, this pika shematech, this metal spindle knob. Levishu kli matechas sheish l'shem b'fini aspo. It's a metal kli that has its own name, and therefore it's metame. The chachamim mitaharin. The chachamim hold the note. It's tar. Because according to the chachamim, ein lo shem b'fini aspo, el shem levai. Doesn't have its own designated name. It's just like more like a passing name. Like they say, pika shel kush ukadayim, like the pika of kush. Basically, it doesn't have its own name, and therefore it is mitar. Umitsupa. Now a pika made out of wood, out of eights, that's plated with metal. Tihora. So there it's tar, because shebatel hatsipoy, the plating is batel with regards to the pika, because the pika is like a pshute kli eights. It's like a flat, you know, wooden kli, which is not makabel tuma. Now hakush. Kush is the long rod. Hamoit, it's the moit of the pelach. The ima is the distaff. Hakana, the reed, shekaruchla, they would wrap around it the wool or the linen at the time of the sewing. And then from it, umimenu tavim esachut, from it they would like sew on the spindle. Vehamakil, and a staff they would use for cattle. The symphonia is a kind of musical instrument. Vehalil, and the flute. So all of these, if there shall matechas of metal, teme, and the mekabel tuma. Mitzupin, but if they're made out of wood and they're just plated with metal, then tehorim, they're tar, for the same reason like we explained earlier, because they're viewed as like a pshute kli, it's like a wooden, you know, flat nothing. And therefore, even though it has metal on it, but the metal's only a plating, and therefore they would be tar. And symphonia, this musical instrument, im yeshba beis kibul kinafayim, if you have inside of it, mokom lemenanaim, like a place for like wings, they would attach to the symphonia, and by doing so, by shaking it, you'd hear all different kinds of sounds. So then, benkach lo benkach temeya, whether the symphonia is plated with metal and it's made out of wood, or whether it's not plated and it itself is metal, so whether it's wood plated with metal or metal itself. Bein sha symphonia mitzupa u bein sha eni mitzupa. In either case, it's mekabel tuma, hoil v'yesh la base kibul, because now it has a base kibul. And according to the Rambam, kol kli eitz, all wooden kalim that's plated with metal is tar. Va'afilin, even if it has a base kibul. But here it's tame. Why? Because the base kibul of the symphonia, the receptacle of the symphonia, is not plated. Because there, in that receptacle where they would place the wings, you couldn't plate it. So the Rambam explains that that's the reason why it would be tame over here. And Mishnah Zion. Karanagula is chatzotzra, a trumpet. Akuma, which is bent, made from the horns of an animal. So like a twisted horn of an animal. So that kind of horn is temeas, mekabel tuma, because it has a base kibul. Since it's bent, it can hold, you know, water, or you can put something inside of it, and it's mekabel tuma. Upshuta, but a straight trumpet from the horn of an animal would be tahara. It's tar, it's not mekabel tuma. Because even though there is a halal, there is a cavity to it, but nevertheless, it's not a base kibul. It's not really a receptacle because it's just straight. Okay, Karen, dina klei etzem. The horn has a din of klei etzem, of kalim made out of bones. Shepshutim, that when they're just like a flat piece, they are tar. Like a pshute klei etz. It's like the pshute of a klei etz of a wooden klei. Now, imayisa mitzupis shalom shamateches. So mitzupis, what is mitzupis? Mitzupis is the pion, like the mouth of it. Hatsan hatsar shel chatzotzra, the narrow part of the trumpet that you put your mouth on. And the Mishnah teaches us, she'im ha-mitzupis, if the mitzupis of the karen is plated with metal, temeya, then the mitzupis is mekabel tuma, even if the trumpet is a straight trumpet, a pshuta, like the din of a kli matachas of a metal kli. Hakav shalah. So akav is hainu hatsad harach of the wider side of the karen, when it's a karen pshuta. So even though it's a straight karen, we're referring now to the wider side. So if imhayesh shalmatachas, if it was of metal, so now be tarfas metame like zin of a klimatachas, and the chamar metarin. While if you should English shame if it doesn't have its own name, Because Lashon of Kav is just a shem meshutev, it's not his own name. Ubishas chiburon shel karen ve'akav mitzupis, when the karen and the kav is together attached with the mitzupis, and the mitzupis is plated with metal, so then hakol tameh, everything will be tameh, af bepshuta, even if the karen is a straight karen. And kiyozabu similarly, kenei menorah tahorin, the branches of a candelabra are tahar, tehna makabla tuma, when they're mufurakim, when they're unassembled to the candelabra. They don't have their own designated name. HaPerach. Perach is the Makom Moshe of HaNer Barosh Menorah, the place where the Ner would rest at the top of the menorah. VaHabasis is the base of the menorah, Moshe of Regal HaMenorah. Temeim, they're Tami, they're Mekabel Tumah B'fnei Asma on their own, because they Lefish Yeshlam base Kibul, because they have a receptacle to them. U'B'Shas Chibron, when they're attached together, are called Tami, everything is Tami, even the kanim, even the branches of the menorah.